the loophole that exists in the law and regulations that allow only the blacklisting of companies, but not the principal officers or beneficial owners of those companies. Now, this is an issue that precedes the public procurement dispensation and comes as a holdover from the old tender board system, where the same ineffective mechanism was also in use. And it's good to hear now that it's been now voiced that the law and the regulation should be changed to actually target the principal officers and beneficial owners of companies so that they can't just go and create another company and then still participate in public procurement processes.